cattle's out there and if they
load up the cattle.
And we have to go out and what them in.
Well, there's many times when we get the cattle up when it's going to come up in the storm, yeah, but I don't know what you're so long to say.
Well, I was talking about if you go get something and get something in one place, you'd say, I went there and I got it and then I what it home. Talk about the word bring.
Bring?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bring it in the sheaves.
Okay,
yeah.
Bringing in the sheaves. Today I bring in the sheaves. Yesterday I
brought in the sheaves.
Right, and many times I have the sheaves. Many times I have
brought them in.
Okay, fine. Now, I tried on a coat the other day, and it worked just fine. It
said what?
I went into the store, and I tried on a jacket, and it what? Just fine.
It didn't fit.
Okay, but say it did. You'd say it did, though. You'd say that just fine.
Well, yeah, well, it fit.
Yeah.
It fit. It was a good fit.
Okay, but you'd probably say it fit fine rather than it fitted, huh? It fit fine.
Probably so.
Okay, and if you went and got a, a new coat, a coat and pants and that match, you call that a...
That's not a suit.
All right, and it wasn't an old one, you just bought it. It wasn't old, you just bought it. See, it's what kind of a suit? Not an old suit.
A new suit?
Sure. And if your pockets are all filled up with things, and you'd say your pockets do what? You ever use the term bulge or bulge?
Bulge.
Sure.
Oh, my britches are always baggy, buddy.
Okay.
Oh, my britches are always baggy.
Okay. All right. Now, if you'd say, I hope that cheap shirt won't do what when I wash it? I hope it won't...
Draw up.
Okay, that's fine. Now, is there another word that you might use instead of draw up? Something, if you're talking about something getting smaller?
I don't know. So cheap shirt is that?
Yeah. Say draw up. No, draw up. I'm talking about this idea.